Proverbs chapter 2. I'm going to focus on verse 20. Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 20 says, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteousness. Now, the context here, we are never trying to get, trying to avoid the context. We always want to make sure we're taking the Bible in its actually intended meaning. We're not trying to pull verses out and twist them so that they fit something we believe. We always want to include the context. The context here is, there's several ways to walk. You can walk in the way of evil men, and he goes into all of that. But he's saying here that the objective that you have in life is to walk in the way of good men. I think that's an interesting way of saying something, expressing himself. He's saying that we have the aspiration of walking in the way of good men. We have the desire to walk the correct way, the way that would please God. And it's the point that he's making is that there's already good men walking that way, and you don't have to walk it alone. You can just follow them. You can just join up with their little merry band and go your way and walk in the way of good men. And that, now, there's a number of things that are interesting to me. There are good men, by the way. I bet you know some examples of good men. And I'll bet you know some examples of some bad men. And I'm not saying that anybody here is righteous enough to earn heaven by their good works. Nobody's that good. But you do know the difference between a good man and an evil man. And the Bible makes that clear many times. And those that are trying to live right, we consider them good men. And God is saying here, you should aspire to walk in the way of good men. Now, I know there are some ladies that just might take offense that we say men. But I think it applies to women too. There are some good women, and you can walk in the way of good women too. There are some excellent examples as women. However, just let me point out to you that God made you, man, to be a leader. Amen. You should be the leader of your family. You should be the leader of your church. And you are designed to be the leaders of your nation, of your society. You are designed that way. If that offends you, ladies, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say you're hurting yourself by being offended at that. I think we all want some good leaders. Now, I'm not telling you that there aren't some really good leadership in women. There are some women that I would vote for a woman if she was right, if she's doing the right thing. I'm not against women leading. I'm just saying, men, you have the advantage and you have the responsibility, especially to lead in your family and especially to lead in the church. That's what the Bible says. So don't take offense if the Bible points out that we need to walk in the way of good men. Look at some good mentors, some good people that we ought to be walking the way they walk. And maybe you ought to look at these people that you're looking up to and judge them, evaluate them according to their morality, according to their standing, how good of a person they are. And a lot of times we have young people that don't follow the example of good men, but they follow the example of idiots. And you know it's true. All right. Nevertheless, I'm gonna give you 5 points. These are just observations that I think you will agree that are true, and they might be a blessing to you. The first observation I have is that life is a road. There's a way of good men. Life is like a road, right? It's not a series of random events. It's a road, and one step leads to another. You're headed a certain way. Anyway, the number 2 point I'm gonna make, observation, are there are forks in the road. You're not stuck. You do have agency. You do make decisions, and your decisions do make a difference. Number 3, you are following someone. Right? Everybody's following. Don't fool yourself. You haven't had an original thought in your life. So you're following just like the rest of us. We're all following. All right. Number 4, you can judge the road by your fellow travelers. Amen. Look around. See who you're walking with. And number 5, there is a road map. You're not out in the wilderness not having any idea where to go. There's a roadmap. God gave you some clues. He gave you some ideas. All right, let's go on. Let's talk about these. Let me think. Why don't you aspire to walking in the way of good men? I mean, why is it that people want to have a bucket list? They want to get a few things done in their life before they die. And I'm thinking, what's the point of a bucket list? Why don't you have a better aspiration? Why don't you have a better objective in life? Walk in the way of good men, man. Have a life that's a blessing. That would be a much better objective in life, it seems to me. Walk in the way of good men. The first point, life is like a road. Life is like a pathway. And you're walking along it. First of all, a road has a direction. You're either getting closer to God or you're getting farther away from Him. There's a direction. You might look around and see if you're headed the right direction. By the way, roads wind around. Sometimes you start off one direction and it winds around, goes a different direction. And you can't see the end of the road. You don't know exactly everything it is, but it does point out that if there's a road, there's a destination. You're getting somewhere. And it's going to wind up somewhere. And you might ought to consider what that destination is. Amen. All right, there's a number of points here. For example, life has a direction. Your life, the road you're walking, has a direction. Do you prefer one direction over another? Would you rather be closer to God or farther away from God? I mean, what is your desire in life? Do you want to be closer to God or you want to be farther away from God? Because you can choose that. It's the road you're traveling. Which direction is it headed? And every single one of us in here needs to evaluate our lives to see if that's true. Are you wanting your life to become more self-disciplined or less? You want to be more out of control or you want to be more in control? What are you wanting to improve yourself or would you like to just let yourself go? Well, this is the road. You're choosing a road. There's ways you can go that will make you disintegrate, self-destructive. Oh, and there's other roads you can go that are self-improvement. You actually better yourself. You get closer to God. There's all kinds of things like that when it comes to the direction the road is headed. And every road is headed some direction. All right, the destination. Do not overlook the destination. Who would pick a road based on how pretty the road is if the destination is not where you want to go? Right? That doesn't make any sense. You want to figure out the destination first. That's the most important point. What if the destination of that road is hell? That's not the road you want to be on. I don't care how beautiful the road is. I don't care if it's made out of yellow bricks. I don't care if it's, you know, it's got beautiful arches and all kinds of beautiful trees. And I don't care who all the good looking people are going that direction. That's not the point. The point is, where does it end up? Because roads land somewhere. And by the way, not all roads go to the same place. Roads will take you somewhere else. I've heard people say that all religions are good. Boy, that's really a stupid statement. Amen. Not all religions are good, and not all religions will get you to heaven. In fact, I don't know of a one that'll get you there. The only way you're going to get to heaven is by following the road God gave you. Amen. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way, right? Amen. The destination is more important than the journey. Amen. Where you wind up is more important than how much fun you had getting there. Amen. That is more important. In your life, it's more important where you're headed than where you're at. You might be suffering right now, but if you're headed to heaven, you've got room to rejoice. And you've got room to thank God, because we all know that the destination is more important than the journey. All right, number three, you have fellow travelers. A road means other people go that way. A road means you have fellow travelers. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a road. You'd be out there in the jungle with a machete trying to get through. If there's a road there, somebody's already gone that way. You're not the first one down this road, so you have fellow travelers. Look around. Who's traveling with you on your road? Who do you hang around? Who do you admire? Who are these people? I'll have more to say about that. Just to let you know, you're not born in a vacuum. You are in the mix. You're mixed up with a lot of people and you can't avoid it. You're going to be around people and people who you are around are going to affect you. I used to tell my kids, you did not fall off of a comet. You are my child. You are not here in a vacuum. I love you. You're part of me and you can never not be part of me. That's just the way it is. And that's the way you are in your life. You are with fellow travelers. And so the world is filled with all kinds of examples and you've got plenty of warnings. Especially here where he says, pay attention to who you're traveling with. Walk in the way of good men. That's the aspiration. That's our objective in life. All right, number two, there are forks in the road. I want you to know that you do have choices. Have you ever heard people act like they don't have a choice in the way they are? I had a homosexual tell me that he was born that way and he had no choice. And I asked him, you were born having sex? No. So then you chose to have sex. Well, yeah, okay, then shut up. You're not born that way. Everybody has choices. Did you know Nazi soldiers had a choice? They say, well, but the choice was to die. Yes, that's a choice. You didn't have to do what you did. You had a choice, and you today have a choice. There are forks in the road. You can choose one or choose the other. I think it's a poem by Robert Frost that says, I chose the one less traveled. That might be a good decision, but it might not. You gotta think about the road you're deciding to go on. He says, walk in the way of good men. Who's going down that direction? Who's going down that way? I don't know. It seems to me like you have choices. You are not enslaved by your nature. The spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. You can make decisions that go against your impulses. Did you know that? You can make decisions that go against your desires. I mean, you're not an ant. You're not a snail. You're not a crawdad. You can actually make decisions that go against your instincts. God made you a moral agent where you can make a decision about right and wrong and change the way you're headed. Boy, that's an amazing thing. That is an amazing opportunity that you have. Did you know that if you started walking down a certain road and you realized it was the wrong turn, you can turn around? Amen. You can go back to the fork again and choose a different one. That's a possibility in your life. That's the reason why God didn't kill you the first time you sinned. Amen. He's given you a chance to turn around. He says it many times. He gives us a chance to repent. He says, I even gave that prophetess Jezebel space to repent. Whoa, man, that's good. Did you know you have some room to repent? God's given you some options. You've got choices. The road is forked. Choose one. But you can't choose them all. Because you have to give up something to get the other. There's always choices. There's always leaving something behind. And you in your life might have to leave some things behind in order to follow the way of good men. There might be a lot of things you have to leave behind. You might have to leave behind your drinking. You might have to leave behind the kind of clothes you wear at the beach. Hey, man, that's good preaching, Pastor. You might have to leave behind some of the drugs you've been using or some of the language you've been using. You might have to leave behind a lot of stuff to walk in the way of good men because there's a lot of good men that aren't going to put up with it. Amen. You can't walk down that road with all these good men and them not say a thing. Good men are going to say something. Good men are going to say, lady, your dress is too short. Yeah. And I know that hurts. I know that hurts. I know it's offensive, but I'm sorry. You want to walk in the way of good men? Some things you're going to have to just give up. You have to let them go. You have choices. Did you know that your choices today determine your future options? If you take this fork in the road, you won't have the same options as if you had taken that other fork in the road. You'll have different options. And the farther down you go, every time you choose, you have a different set of options being offered you. And did you know that could really mess your life up? Because you go down there and all of a sudden you don't have the options that you might have had at one point. Did you know that if you open that door to drug use, it might just take away an awful lot of other options you had? Yeah. It just might make it so you're not hireable. Yeah, and then it might make you depressed. Yeah. It could actually cause you to get divorced, or it could cause, there's all kinds of decisions you make that change your options as you go along. That's the way it is when you walk a road and you choose a fork and you go down that fork and you realize I have got no options. Did you know some roads are dead ends? That's the way I think about atheism. Atheism is a dead end. Man, that is one dark, dull alley. No outlet, nowhere to go. You go down that road, there's nothing. You don't have a reason to live. You don't have a reason to get up in the morning. No, not if you're an atheist. Not if you're an atheist, you don't. You don't have a reason to write a good song. You don't have a reason to praise or thank. You don't even have a person to thank. You see, there's a lot of decisions you make that change your future options. And what if I tell you that if you choose the way of good men, the options get better and better and better down the road? Now, it might start off hard. It might be a real hill, a hard, steep uphill for the first few miles. I don't know. But one way or the other, when you finally get farther down, there'll be some better options. Amen. Did you know you could probably find a better spouse in church than at the bar? Amen. So, why don't you walk the way of good men? See if you can find a good wife. Maybe you find a good husband. Because you don't find good husbands in the, in the bars. You don't find the good husbands at the parties. Man, what are you expecting? Where are you going? Walk in the way of good men. There's some decisions you're making. This is a road and there are forks in the road and it's you that are choosing the forks. You are not forced to go the way you're going. And you have the option of turning around. Saying, oops. Have you ever said oops?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right, number three. You are following someone. I said you never had an original thought. Maybe you have had an original thought. But let's just mark it down. You are not a trailblazer. Most everywhere you want to go, there's always already a road there. Right? And even if you were a trailblazer, what kind of an idiot trailblazer would you be if there's a road where you're wanting to go and you blaze your own new trail? That just doesn't make sense. Somebody's already blazed that trail. Walk it. Go that way. Stop posturing as if you're doing your own thing. Stop posturing as if you're going to let your children choose what religion they want. Don't be stupid. Somebody's already gone down that road. Somebody's already followed that way. Some people have already led the way. Some people have already gone through what you're going to have to go through. Man, you could use a little help. You are not a trailblazer, and you are not being so independent. You're not finding yourself. You're not striking out on your own. You're not doing your own thing. You're not being individualistic. You're just following the wrong people. Now that's the honest truth. You're following. Everybody's following. In fact, you might be following a spirit. I heard somebody ask me the other day, he says, why? You know, what is this about Israel? How come so many people are angry with Israel? Let me tell you something about the nation of Israel. They don't always do the right thing. But you better be careful when you stand against the nation of Israel, because there is a spirit of Jew hatred in the world, and they will have any reason to hate them. And you better watch out for that. They're not always right. You don't have to agree with everything they decide. And they might do some things wrong. I guarantee they have. God himself has a lot of things to say against them. But you better watch out, because you might be following the wrong spirit. Did you know there are spirits that are trying to influence you? There are spirits that are trying to influence kids in school. What else could explain this explosion of transgenders? I mean, you just look at the statistics. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, we didn't have near this kind of explosion of it. And now it's just gone crazy. They're talking like 20% of kids between certain ages are thinking of themselves as non-binary. What are you talking about? That doesn't make sense. And if it don't make sense, there's a spirit in it. Something's going on. Did you know there's a spirit of fornication? Did you know there's a spirit of lust? There's a spirit of all these things. And you think you're just making your own choices. Oh, you're so foolish. You're not making your own choices. You're being influenced. Yeah, and it has to do with what you watch and what you listen to and where you go and who you hang around. And that's the reason why you ought to walk the way of good men. Get around some good people that are talking about good things and see if that don't just make your choices better all the way down. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference. You are following somebody. You are following. Everybody's following. Nobody's so independent-minded that they're not following anybody. Anyway, all right, number four. You can judge the road by your fellow travelers. You might find out that you look around you and you find that everybody's got tattoos on their necks and their faces are pierced and they got, and you think, you know, what am I doing? Who are these people? They got spiked blue hair. You might think, you know, maybe these aren't the people I'm supposed to be following. Maybe I'm on the wrong road. Maybe you look around and half the people that are in the room are drunk. You might think, whoa, man, I might be on the wrong road. I might be around the wrong crowd. I might have made some bad choices myself. Maybe they're looking at you thinking, boy, I should not have come this way. What kind of men are you following? What kind of men are you listening to? What kind of men are you supporting? What kind of men do you vote for? What kind of men do you admire? What kind of musicians do you listen to? That's the road you're on. Amen. Did you know that? That's the road you're on.
Amen.
I probably pick on somebody I shouldn't pick on, but I was in a restaurant with my family, a Pollo Loco, many, many years ago. I'm not recommending it. I was in Mexico. I don't know. But they came on the song, and I didn't know the song. Sounded like a girl singing. But then they told me it was Michael Jackson. And I said, it was one of my kids said it was Michael Jackson. I said, well, how do you know that's Michael Jackson? And then I found out they listened to Michael Jackson. They never did that in my presence. Never did, no. I went home and went through all their stuff and threw away a whole bunch of stuff. Remember one time I accidentally put a tape. We had, back in those days, you had cassette tapes. Rosie, you remember that, right? Cassette tapes. Put the cassette tape in the thing in the car, and I don't know what was playing. I don't know. Turns out it was Phil Collins or something like that. I didn't know it. I pulled the tape back out and looked at it, Phil Collins, and I just threw it out the window. We were on a long trip. And my wife had a fit. That was my Phil Collins. Walk away, people. You can just walk away from that. You might be on the wrong road. What's wrong with a few hymns? Man, even some instrumentals would be better than that. Who are you listening to? What shows are you watching? What news do you listen to? They're all lying to you, by the way. They're all lying to you. Even the good ones, they're lying to you. They don't tell you the whole story. Look around. Who's on this road with you? Who's walking down the road you walk down? Where are the places you enjoy yourself? Look around. Look around. I was in a taco place, and I was sitting there with my grandkids, my wife and me and a couple of grandkids, and a bunch of people over there at another table started cussing. Man, they were effing everything, and they were a mixed group. It was like women and men and everything. And I have my grandkids here. I said, let's just go. So we all got up and started walking out. And then I thought, you know, that's not good enough. So I turned around, walked back in. I said, I just want you to know we're leaving because you're foul mouthed. And the man said, this ain't an effing church. And I said, well, you wouldn't talk like that in church. Why not? Wow. Walk in the way of good men. Amen. You don't have to hang around people like that. You don't have to be like that. I was at a party one time. Me and my wife were at a party, and they were having a good time. We were all like eating and having a nice talk, and then they broke out the beer. So I just got up and started shaking people's hands saying, we're going to head out. Oh, you're leaving so early. Why? Oh, we want to get home before the drunks hit the road. Who are you hanging around? Foul-mouthed? Lascivious? They can't control themselves? Who are you hanging around? Losers? You hanging around effeminate men? They got their pretty hair. They spend an hour in front of the mirror. Yeah? Wearing their skinny jeans. Oh, bunch of. Ponytailed, tatted, there's something else. These poor people, they don't have a good mentor. They don't have a good example to follow. They're not raised by dads in the home, and they grow up and they don't know what it means to be a man. That who you hang around? Amen. Walk in the way of good men. You know, people need some mentors. They need some men to lead them. They need men that can stand up and say no. Amen. Try it. Try saying no. I do that sometimes at the television. Throw my shoe at it. No. Moral standing is the right criteria. Did you know that the criteria you should be judging on is not wealth? Amen. It's not fame. It's not success. It's not how good looking they are, or how talented they are, how well they sing, or how pretty the woman is, or how scantily she's clothed. That's not what's the criteria. It's not whether they get invited to the Super Bowl. It's not about any of that. It's about whether they are good men. It's a moral criteria. How do you judge the road you're on? By looking at the people that are around you that are going down that same road. And you look at those people and you determine whether they are moral people or not. Whether they have any fear of God or not. It's not about whether they are good. It's about whether they're good, not whether they're cool, not whether they're hip, not whether they're new. They used to say groovy. No, it's not about who's groovy. Remember that, Rosie? Groovy? It's not about who's edgy. It's not about who's flashy. It's not about who's rich. It's not about who has the most bling. It's about whether they're good. Choose the road you're on by your fellow travelers. Amen. Are they just good people? Who do you hang around? Did you know you can judge the road you're on by your fellow travelers? All right, number five. There is a roadmap. Amen. You're not on your own. You don't have to do this blind. You're not out in the wilderness with nobody to lead you. There's a roadmap. Did you know God gave us a map? God gave us a book to judge things by. Somebody says, you don't need the book to know right from wrong. Well, maybe some people don't, but you do. Amen. Because you're not acting very smart. You need some help. If you don't know, you know, if you don't know the difference between a man and a woman, you need help. Amen. You could use the Bible to tell you some things. Amen. If you're confused about binary, bless your heart. If you're confused about that, my goodness, I can't help you. But there's a roadmap. God could help you. God could clear some things up. Did you know if you'd read the Bible, the fog clears? Amen. You can see farther. You can see better. The fog sort of clears. It lifts. You just read the Bible and all the things start getting clearer. Did you know the Bible is likened unto light in a dark place? Holding forth the word of life. Holding it forth so that people can see. The gospel is like the light shining in some people's hearts. That's what the gospel is like. It clears your mind. It clears your head. Everything gets clearer. Why? Because you've got the roadmap. The Bible is telling you how to live and what you ought to do. That's what this book of Proverbs is doing. Telling you how to live. How to be wise. Why don't you try to sit around good men? Why don't you try to hang around good men? Why don't you go to the parties of good men? Yeah, good men have parties. Did you know that? There's some good, there's not a lot of drinking there. Yeah? There's not a lot of carousing. They don't invite strippers. Amen. Good men. Amen. Good men. You say, well, that's a boring life. Well, you get to choose. But I'd rather be on a boring road that winds up in heaven than on a flashy road that winds up going off a cliff and falling into hell. It would be much better just because. I think you can figure that out. You don't have to guess what's right and wrong. You don't have to guess what a woman is. You don't have to guess. You don't have to guess who to vote for. You can just read your book. Read that Bible. It'll give you all kinds of clues. It'll tell you who you might not ought to vote for. Yeah, it might tell you what kind of music you shouldn't listen to. I've been picking on you. I'm sorry. I've got my own ideas about these things, and I ain't changing, not for you, not for anybody else. I'm going to stay the same. I'm old enough that I don't care whether you like me or not. I'm just going to tell you, I don't like the music you listen to. Too bad. I don't know where you are, but God knows where you are. You may be lost, but you're not lost to God. God knows where you are. Did you know he describes himself as a shepherd that goes and finds the lost sheep? Amen. Where are you? You're stuck in somewhere. You're stuck somewhere and you don't know how to get out. You're lost. You've gone down this road. You don't know how to turn around. You don't know what to do. Did you know if you would just turn to God, he'll come and get you. He'll put you on his shoulders. He'll carry you back to the road of good men. Amen. He'll put you on the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen.
That's what he promises. He's the shepherd that goes and finds the lost sheep and brings it back. And you're not that far away. You think it's too late. It's too much. I had a friend. I just retired a week ago. And I just told a guy. I told him, you can come to church. He says, no, if I go to church, I'd burst into flames. So I wrote him a letter and I said, just to let you know, if you know you're lost, you're closer to God than you think. If you know you're lost, he only forgives sinners. If you know you're not worthy, he's inviting you. He's telling you, you're not too far away. You're not too far gone. Man, it's amazing. You may be lost, but God knows where you are. And he knows how to come and get you, and he knows how to clean up your life. And you might have lost a lot of things in your life. You might be too old. You might have burned the candle on both ends, and you're just about snuffed out. I get it, but God saves even those people.
Amen.
He saved a thief on the cross, not for his own benefit. He didn't get anything out of that. But the thief on the cross is in heaven today.
Hallelujah.
You say, oh, how do you know that? Nobody knows. Oh, yeah, we do. Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Amen.
So wherever Jesus is, that's where that fella is. And he was a thief. And he knew it. You're not far. You're not far. Did you know that Jesus has found many lost sheep and carried them to safety and put them on a good road? He has found many, many that were lost. They'd gone down the wrong road from the time they were small. And Jesus has saved them. He's found them. He has turned them around. He has carried them. He has done all the hard work for them. He's done the heavy lifting. And now he says, take my yoke upon you. It's easy. My burden is light. I'll give you rest. I can take care of you. Jesus is offering to save people who went on the wrong road.
Amen.
They opened the wrong doors. They stepped through the wrong thresholds. They stepped out into no man's land, and then they found that they were around the worst devils there were. And now they don't know what to do. I remember I was up in Colorado Springs. We were preaching up there for the church that was up there at the time. And we went down to a downtown park that was mostly a wooded area. The park was a wooded area, had some trails through it, but it was a wooded area, and there was a bunch of homeless kids camped there. Homeless teenage kids, 17, 16, 18. Bunch of homeless kids there. I don't know why, but they had their hair the wrong way. They were wearing the worst clothes. They had a counterculture attitude, and we're there preaching there. And this one kid, I asked him about it, and he said, no, I got in a fight with my mom. My dad left me, and I got in a fight with my mom, and so I just left. And now I'm stuck here. And I said, well, you know, you could just go back to your mom and say, Mom, I was wrong. tears came to his eyes. It's like he'd never thought about that. Have you ever thought about just saying, I was wrong? Amen. Man, did I mess up. I blew it. I walked the wrong way. You're not the only one. It's not like you're the first person to ever come to that realization that you messed up. All of us have messed up. And did you know that Jesus Christ goes and finds the one that have that attitude? I was wrong. I was wrong. And he says, come on. I got a road map. We'll get you right on back here and we'll get you on the right road. You'll be heading the right direction and things will change for you and you will be blessed and you won't never think you deserved it.
Amen.
But it'll be yours because I'm giving it to you. Jesus knows how to do that.
Amen.
Are you lost? Are you on the wrong road? Do you have the wrong companions? Have you gone down the wrong? Have you got too many filthy words in your head and you don't know what to do about it? You've got all kinds of thoughts and evil things and you have such a shame in the way you remember things. You remember so many shameful things in your life. Your God was your belly. You did all these evil things. Your glory was in your shame. All the things you've messed up. Did you know Jesus has an answer for you? There's a road map for you to get out of that way. And God would lift you up and carry you. He might not even make you trudge all the way back. He might lift you over there and just set you on the right road, right wherever you are. He can do that. He can even heal all those diseases and all those bruises. He can just heal them. He can take care of them. He might make you suffer. He might say, you need to suffer a little bit for that. But he might not. He might just cleanse you. He's a miraculous God.
Amen.
And salvation is the main miracle. Getting your eyesight back after losing your eyesight, that's a nice miracle. But being saved, that's a better miracle. Man, did you know that? Did you know that he's found lost people before and saved them? Did you know he's seeking you now? You think you're seeking him? You came to church because you're seeking him? No, no. Jesus has been seeking you. You'll find out that Jesus was looking for you.
Amen.
Jesus was opening the doors for you. Jesus is the one sending people out after you. God is trying to get you on the road of good men. He wants you to step into this road this way. He says, I am the way. Come this way. He says, I am the door. You enter in by me, you're saved.
Yeah.
Are you lost this morning? Are you lost? Do you know that you're not right with God and you would like to be saved? Raise your hand. Go ahead. Anybody in here want to be saved? You know you're lost, but you want to be saved? Raise your hand. I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to pray with you. I'd like to show you. The Bible saves. The Bible tells you there's salvation for people who are lost. You went down the wrong way. It's okay. God will save you. He'll change you. He'll transform you. Don't walk away. Not from that kind of an invitation. My goodness. There is a roadmap. The Bible is the roadmap and it will preserve your way. It will make your life better. Just follow it. Listen, if you're not saved, you can be. You can have eternal life as a gift. Did you know that eternal life is a gift? Boy, it's a gift. You don't have to earn it. It's given to you. The only condition is that you believe. You just accept it. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ will save your soul if you want to be saved. If you want to talk to me, I'm at your service. I'd love to talk to you about this and show you what the Bible says about it if you're not saved. If you are saved, you might have gone down the wrong road. I've met a lot of young people that got down on the wrong road and come back to me later and said, you know, that was a mistake.
Amen.
And I know that's a little bit humbling.
Amen.
You got to go back to your pastor and say, I blew it. You were right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all done that. We've all done that.
Amen.
Hey, let me tell you something. You can do that. You're on the wrong road, just turn around.
Amen.
Just say, I'm sorry, Lord. I am a Christian. I know I've been on the wrong road. I've changed my mind. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to walk down the good road. I want to be on the way of good men because that's the wise way to be. I want the good destination. I want the good traveling companions. That's what I want. And you can have that. Jesus Christ will accept you. He does not upbraid you when you come to Him and ask Him for forgiveness. Lord, I ask You to bless this congregation because, Lord, we come here in Your name wanting to serve You, wanting to hear from You. And I ask You to bless this word to these people. And if there's someone here that doesn't know You as a Savior, Lord, don't give them any rest until they come to know You. Give them that clarity, God. And I ask You to bless us all in our plans today. Bring us back tonight for the Lord's Supper, Lord, with the right attitude and the right spirit. Thank You for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.